I can see the screen, this year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echagito, and for Rabbi Ephraim Abba ben Miriam Shoshana, and for Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachalaya, and for David Shukra Allah ben Rachel. This shiur is based on a sugi and Meseches Megillah, Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph, and also Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, and on the very insightful approach of the Sefer Marba Amida of Mori Barabia of Hamnik Shlita in He'ara Nun Gimel. In Megillah Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph, it says that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os who prophesied for the Jewish people. Ask the Gemara, are there no more? It says, Vahiyesh Achad Min HaRamasayim Tzofim. It was one man for Ramasayim, from Ramasayim Tzofim. And we darshan, Echad Mi Masayim Tzofim. He was one of the 200 prophets, Shenis Nabul Hemli Yisrael, that prophesied. So they're not just 48 and 7, there's really 200. And the Gemara says, Einachinam, there are really a lot more. Double the amount of people who went out of Mitzrayim. The only thing is that Nevuah that was needed for Doros was written down. Nevuah that was not needed for the Doros was not written down. Rashi brings the list of the 48 Nevi'im, and so in the parish of Rabbeinu Chananel. And Rashi also mentions that there's a list of the Nevi'im in the Sefer Halachos Gedolos in the name of the Medrash Seder Olam. However, we find a big difference between the list of Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi enumerates Eli HaKohen as one of the Nevi'im, and the Rabbeinu Chananel does not enumerate him. The Gra says, in his Hagos, that in the Seder Olam, Eli is also not enumerated as a Navi. So you have the Seder Olam and the Rach, Eli is not a Navi, and you have Rashi that Eli is a Navi. And like Rashi writes here, Rashi also writes in Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishna Aleph, and the Mishnah of Zekena Masruas HaTorah LeNeviim. Rashi says, V'zekenim halalu masru l'chol ha'zekenim sh'ayu b'chol dor v'dor, k'mo lo sni'al v'sni'al l'eyu v'sha'a shof m'sha'u achrav achi gilin v'os Eli ha'koin v'l'shmul ha'ramasi. So these zekenim gave it to all the zekenim in all the generations, a sni'al t'eyu, the other shoftim, until it gets to Eli ha'koin and to Shmuel ha'ramasi. So not only was Eli a Navi, but he was the first Navi that was Makabal Torah from the zekenim. So we see even more strongly that Eli was Taka Navi, one of the 48 Nevi'im. He was the first one to be Makabal from the Zekanim. However, the Achronim already omit on the Nekuda that Rashi seems to contradict himself in Ovis to what he wrote in Sefer Shmuel, Perak Aleph. Pasuk Aleph, Ahi Esha Ish Echad, Hakolafi Aseder Moshe Maser Zatar Liyashua, Shua Zekanim, Vishofit Maser Lishofit, Ache Gil Eli, Umimenu Lishmuel, Kamosha Shaninu, Zekanim Lenevi'im. So Rashi says that they gave it from Shofet to Shofet, from judge to judge. You see the judges are part of the Shalshalas HaMesorah. And then it gets to Eli, the last judge. And then it starts the Tkufa of the Nevi'im to Shmuel. So you see that Eli was the last Shofet, and he gave the Torah over to Shmuel, who was a Navi. So it's a stir and a flub of Divrei Rashi. Rashi says in Avos and in Megillah, Eli was a prophet. And Rashi says in Shmuel that Eli was not a Navi. And also it's shver why Rashi doesn't explain like the Tan in the Medrash of Seder Olam. Seder Olam Eli is not mentioned as one of the 48 prophets. So mehechitesi, to make a machlokas between the Bavli and the Seder Olam. Tzarchiyun gadol. So in order to be considered one of the 48 Nevi'im, a person has to be someone who's giving over Nevuah that was needed for the generations. And we don't find, by Eli, so many Nevuahs. We only find one Nevuah. And that is after Chana Davin, that Hashem will give her a son. Eli said, Perak Aleph Pasuk Yitzayin L'chi L'shalom Ve'elokei Yisrael Yitain Es She'lasech Asher Shalt Me'im, I'll go in peace. And God, the Lord of Israel, is going to give you the request that you requested, Rashi. Yitain Es She'lasech B'sora Sh'niskabla T'filasa. Maridik Rashi says that this is a tiding that her tfila has been accepted. Afterwards, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayomer Lelkana Yisha, Asiya Tov Beinayach, Shviat Gam Leichito, Achiyakon Kem Hashem Estvaro. Rashi says, Vizm Yak Hashem Estvaro, Es Shisha'alt Mimen Vizera Nashim, Ve'eli Bisrucha Beruach HaKedish, Elokei Yisrael Yitene Shailatze, Achiyakim Hashem Estvaro, Vizela Fipshuta. Rashi says that Elkanah was telling her, do what's good in your eyes, stay here until you finish weaning him, and God is going to establish his word. What's his word? Rashi says that you asked for seed, and Eli told you, Beruach HaKodesh, that God is going to give you what you asked for. So Rashi in Pasuk Chof Gimel says that Eli had Ruach HaKodesh. This was a Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, of Eli, that God is going to give you what he promised you. And that's the Nakuda that was Nitzrach Ledoros, because if not for this Nevuah, it would not have been clear that this Tefillah brought this child, the Tefillah of Echana brought the child. From the fact that Eli said, no, your Tefillah has been accepted, you see the Koach of Tefillah, so Mimela, this Nevuah is Hutzrach Ledoros. However, we have an explicit sugya, not like this. Brachos Lamed Aleph Amid Beis Ve'ayin Eli Ve'omer L'chila Shalom Amar Blazim Mikan L'choshet Es Chaver V'davar Shein Bo Shetzarech L'faiso V'lod El Shetzarech L'varcho. That if you are choshet your friend in something that he didn't do wrong, you have to appease him. And some say not only that, you have to bless him, as it says Ve'elokei Solitein Sheilosech. So we see that the Holy Tana holds, Rabbi Lazar, that this wasn't a nevuah that her tefillah was going to be accepted, rather it was a bracha that it should be accepted. So now it's very schwer, because we saw before in Rashi and Shmuel in two psukim, Pasuk Yitzayin and Pasuk Chav Gimel, that Eli had a nevuah. And what was the nevuah? That her tefillah was going to be accepted. But now we have a stira, and it says in the Gemara that it wasn't a nevuah at all. It was just a bracha. So now we have a difficulty. We have Rashi in Megillah, Rashi in Avos, and also in a few places in Shmuel, that Eli was a Navi. And we also have that the Tana of Seder Olam is Cholek on this. And also the Amora, Rebbe Lazar, said before a Tana, I think, but the Amora, Rebbe Lazar, is also Cholek on this. Because according to him, Eli didn't give any Nevuah. So why would Rashi start up with Chazal? And Chazal, we see, it wasn't Nevuah, it was a bracha. So why does Rashi say that Eli was a Navi, he was giving Nevuahs? However, it would seem that the words of Rashi are wondrously correct. It says in Nazir Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph, Tana Nazir Haya Shmuel, Kedibur Reb Nahorai. According to Reb Nahorai, Shmuel was a Nazir. Shenamar Amolu Loyal Al Rosha. And the Gemara learns that this Mor is a razor. That Shmuel was a Nazir, and a razor isn't allowed to go on his head. He's never allowed to get a haircut. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Mor is Basar Vadam. That's what it means, Mor Alei Rosh. He's not going to fear Basar Vadam. Rabbi Narai answered him, no. It says that Shmuel was afraid of Shaul. So he had Mor Basar Vadam. So how can you say it's saying that he's not going to have more Basar Vadam, he's not going to fear people? He did fear people, he feared Shmuel, Shaul. So Mela, the Pasuk means that he's going to be a Nazir. So you see that Reb Nahorai explains that when the Torah, when Chana says, Umar lo yal al rosho, it wasn't part of the tefillah, it was part of the neder. She wasn't davening to Hashem for such a child. That was part of her neder. That she said, she's going to give him to Hashem, and this child's going to be a Nazir, and Mora is a razor. And that also sounds like Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, V'nasati v'Hashem kol yimei chayiv. I'm going to give it to Hashem all the days of, him to Hashem all the days of his life. U'mora lo yal al rosha, that's part of the neder, and he's also going to be a Nazir. She's saying, I'm giving him over to God, and he's going to be a Nazir. So that works very well in the Pasuk. But Rabbi Yossi comes and he argues, says, no, Mora is Basar V'dam. It's not a Lashon Neder, it's a Lashon Tefillah. The Chana Davin, that all the days of his life, he should not have the fear of flesh and blood, since he is being devoted to the service and fear of Hashem. And that Rav Noraisa is not true. Shimon was afraid of Shaul. So he did have more Abbasir Vidam. So Taka, what's Rav Yossi going to answer this Taina? So one of the Achronim says that Rav Yossi holds like Rabbi Lazar and Brachas, that Eli didn't give a Nevuah. He just gave Chana Brachas. So since it's not a Nevuah, it's just a Bracha, it doesn't have to be fully fulfilled. If it's a Nevuah, it has to be fulfilled. But here it's just a Bracha. Bracha doesn't have to be Mekuyah. So it could be that even though she davened that he shouldn't fear anybody, but she wasn't completely answered. One time he did fear somebody, one time he did have more abbas of a dam, not the end of the world. One time it happened. Therefore she davened that he shouldn't have abbas of a dam. Eli blessed her that he shouldn't have fear of abbas of a dam. And one time he did. However, Reb Nehorayu asked him, Reb Yossi, he holds that Eli's words were nevuah. And therefore, this wasn't a... a tefillah on Mora. Because if this was a tefillah, and then Eli told her that the tefillah was accepted, the nevuah, then he would never have Mora Basar Vadam. So from the fact that he did have Mora Basar Vadam, this Mora must mean a razor. If it was a tefillah, and then Eli told her a tefillah was accepted, then how did he ever have Mora Basar Vadam? But if it wasn't a tefillah, it was part of the neder, then we understand how he had Mora Basar Vadam, because Chana made a neder that he's going to be devoted to Hashem, he's going to be a Nazir. And Eli said that your tefillah was accepted, meaning that you're going to have a child. You don't need the nether to be accepted, you need the tefillah to be accepted. So Reb Nehorai is holding that what Eli said was a nevuah. And Reb Yossi is holding that what Eli said was a bracha. Therefore, if it's just a bracha, it could be Basar Vadam, Mora Basar Vadam, as she was asking. And it wasn't fully Makuyim. One time he did have Mora Basar Vadam. And if it was a Nevuah, like Rav Noroi holds, then it can't ever be that he had Mora Basar Vadam. And Mela, when she said Mora, it must be a razor. The Rambam, the Perush in Mishnayos, the end of Nazir, says that the halacha is taka like Rav Noroi. Nafkamina, if someone was Makabal Nazir, is Kishmuel. Shmuel was a Nazir. Halacha is like Reb Nehorai. So it emerges then that Lahalacha das Bavli is that Eli spoke b'nevuah. Because we said that according to Reb Nehorai, what Eli said was a nevuah, and therefore it had to be Mekuyim. And therefore, Mor lo yal al rosho has to be part of the neder. It can't be Mor Basar Vadam. It has to be part of the neder that he's going to be a Nazir. That's because we're holding that the words of Eli were said b'nevuah. Again, if it's Nevuah, then it can't be Mora Basar Vadam, because then that would have been fully Mekuyah. So we're holding like Reb Nehorai that it wasn't that it wasn't a bracha. We're holding it was a Nevuah. And if it was a Nevuah, then it couldn't be that it was a Nevuah from Mora Basar Vadam. So what must we hold? We must hold that it was a Nevuah that the tefillah was accepted. And part of the tefillah was not more Abbas of Adam, just that he was a Nazir. So the Das HaBavli Eli spoke b'nevuah. And therefore Rashi explained very well in Maseches Megillah and Maseches Avos and in Shmuel that Eli was a Navi. And that Rebbe Lazar said in Brachas that it was a Bracha, not a Nevuah, because he's holding like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that it was Mora Basar Vadam, which would mean that it was just a bracha, because it wasn't completely fulfilled, it wasn't a nevuah. So if it was just a bracha, then Eli wasn't the Navi. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, who said that it was only a bracha. Now Stam Tana of Seder Olam is Rabbi Yossi, like we see in a number of places, so it's Gevaldik. The Seder Olam is Lashitas Rav Yossi and doesn't enumerate Eli as one of the Nevi'im, one of the 48 Nevi'im. But Rashi explains beautifully in Megillah, Liba de Hilchasa, that we pass like Reb Nehorai, Be'emes Eli was one of the 48 Nevi'im. Advar Mechuvan and Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. So now that we have this beautiful Mahalach to see the different two different approaches as to whether Eli was a Nevi, we see that the whole Nevuah of Eli to enumerate in Be'en Nevi'im was the Nevuah Aleidas Shmuel. So we don't find then that he was a Navi before the story of Tfilas Chana. And Adarabba, because of this Maisa with Chana, Eli was Zocha to Nevuah. So we can say that Rashi explained the beginning of Shmuel, that Shmuel was a Navi, Rosh Lenevi'im, who were part of the chain of transmission of Torah. And that Rashi explained in numerous other places, also in Sefer Shmuel and in Maseches Avos and in Megillah, that Eli was the first Navi, is not a contradiction. Is Shmuel the first Navi, or is Shmuel Rosh Lenevi'im, or is Eli the first Navi? It's not a contradiction in Rashi. So even though Befoal Eli was Zoche to Nevuah, he was Taka, the first one to be Zoche the Nevuah. But his whole Zechiah Nevuah was in order that Shmuel should be Makabel from him. Not Altsis Talmud, who's a Shofet, but Altsis Talmud, who's a Navi. So it's really correct to enumerate Shmuel as one of, as being the first Navi. Because the whole Nevuah of Eli was just there, was just given for the sake of Shmuel. And now Shmuel can continue the chain of Nevuah all the way down through other Nevi'im. But Eli was only given the Nevuah out of Shmuel, that Shmuel can be his Talmud Hanavi. So therefore Shmuel is really Be'etzim, the Iker, he's the first. Even though chronologically Eli's the first, but the purpose was Shmuel. So it's not a stira. Or Rashi says Eli was the first, he was Taka the first. Or it says Shmuel was the first because Eli only got his Nevuah for the sake of Shmuel. Ve'od Tzarech Iyun, but this is definitely a very Mechudishtika Mahalich, things people don't know, people don't talk about, so it's very important to talk about these very chashiv inyanim of Nevuah, and stam to learn Agadita and the Gemara, and to learn Navi. So also Geshmak. So we should be so chalumo du lelamid lishmer v'lasis. All the kindness, kudus, and the blessing we have. Amen v'amen. Shalom v'lom v'svidus. And